Hello and welcome to another special edition of GasCast, where I'm joined by a certified baller hailing from Portugal, whose left foot has been described as simply stunning, and she's an integral part of the Gas Girls 100%, yeah, 100% winning record. It's Rosanna Rocha. Welcome, Rosanna. How are you?
Hi, Jack. I'm good. Thank you very much for asking me to do the interview or the cast. How are you? Are you okay?
Yes, I'm well, even though it's very strange times during coronavirus. But I want to start with some breaking news. So it's just been announced that your season has effectively been cancelled and it's deemed null and void. I mean, what's your reaction to that news?
Well, it's a bit frustrating because we all worked very hard through the season to get some results. And now, of course, with this news, we feel a bit sad. But from now on, we will just bear in mind that we had a great season. And next year, we will try to do the same or even better. Just work hard and just try to carry on with the good work.
Yeah, so I mean, you're top of the table. Like I said, 100% winning record. You played 11 in the league, 11 victories. You scored 45, only conceded 6. So, I mean, a really incredible feat. I mean, do you class this as a season where, I mean, you would have got promoted and you were top of the table since the first game? I mean, how do you assess the season?
Well, we assess it with very good thoughts and results. Of course, I personally think that we had 90% chances because, of course, there was only one more game for us to win to be able to get promoted. But because of this coronavirus, it's not possible anymore. But I think we had really high chances of finishing the league in first and getting the promotion. What can I say is we are a team that only started this year, and we just done amazing things. We played very well. We have a system already as a team, and I think that we couldn't ask much more for the first year. We all understand each other. We all have a nice relationship with each other. We are basically like a family, which is really, really good for a team that just started last July, maybe. I can't remember very well, but it's just all positives from the start till now, and I'm pretty sure next year will be the same.
Yeah, so it's incredible how quickly you gelled as a team. You touched on it there. I mean, I watched one of your first games and the togetherness you had as a team, and you seemed to link up really well. I mean, what do you say has meant you've become such a good team so quickly?
I think it all started, it's not only inside the pitch, it's outside the pitch as well. And outside the pitch, we support each other. We make sure we do some parties with all the team. We make sure everyone is feeling okay. We worry about each other. We are very, very, we are very good friends as well. So it's not only about the pitch and playing football, but it's about what we do outside of it. We work really hard when we go to training as well, but we work really hard outside. We try to do the best we can. We always help each other, and I think that's what it takes to get the results and get a really good team.
So, I mean, talk us through the process of getting the team together. Like you said, you'd only got together in the summer. I mean, there was a Bristol Rovers women's team quite a few years back, the late 90s, early 2000s, which then became Bristol City women's team, which a lot of Gas heads like myself find very contentious. So it's great to see the Gas girls back. So you're starting from scratch. How do you get the team together? Is there like a trial system that goes on? Talk us through that.
Yeah, so basically, I heard about the trials. They came on the news. And so we did trials. And then they selected the players they would think that will be better for the team. I think it was 5 or 6 sessions. And then, of course, they will choose the player considering various factors. But first of all, you need to do the trials, and then they will decide if you are the player to belong to the team or not.
So you being Portuguese yourself, did you know much about Bristol Rovers? Had you been living in the city for very long?
Yeah, I've been in Bristol for 4 years and maybe 4 months. So I knew about Bristol Rovers, not much, but I knew they existed. And I always saw people in the city centre with Bristol Rover kits or T-shirts everywhere, which is the colour of my favourite team in Portugal, which is blue and white. So it's perfect altogether, Bristol Rovers and Football Club do Porto, which is my team. They have the same colours. And I didn't know much, but I just felt like, well, it sounds like a really nice name, and sounds like I will see a lot of nice people in there. So I'll just go for it.
Yes, I mean, talk us through about the supporters. I mean, because obviously lots of Bristol Rovers fans of the men's team have been coming along and watching some of the matches. Has that been nice getting fans to watch you play?
It's amazing. It's just, it's really good to know that we have a lot of people putting a lot of effort, especially the supporters, in everything we do. It's really good to see them in the balcony watching our games, calling our names, supporting us. And I think they are, or I'm pretty sure they are a really, really important piece of Bristol Rovers female team. They never stop. They are there for the best or for the worst. And I only have to say thank you to all of them, because sometimes we feel a bit stressed or anxious before the games, but when they are there, it makes it a bit better, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, the support has been great. I mean, I imagine it's only going to grow as you progress through the leagues and get even better. Are you maybe hoping for some chance at some stage and some real big games, perhaps at bigger stadiums, maybe, dare I say, at the Memorial Stadium one day?
Yeah, since the beginning, I always said I would like to play in the Memorial Stadium. I want to feel how it is to play in a grass like that, in a really good natural grass pitch. And of course, if it's a full house game, even better. So please, if one day we have the chance to play in the Memorial Stadium, all the supporters are more than welcome to come and fill the stadium so we can actually feel the atmosphere and see how we react when we have a full stadium. It will be amazing.
I mean, let's make it happen. I remember I went to an FA Cup semi-final when it was the old Bristol Rovers women's team, and the atmosphere there was amazing. I mean, obviously still quite a way off, maybe getting to that standard, but are you dreaming big? How far can this Bristol Rovers women's team?
We can go as far as we can go, isn't it? Because we are working hard for that, and we have really good players. Maybe in the future we will be able to recruit new players as well. So I think Bristol Rovers can go into a really, really high league. Maybe you never know in the future, WSL. I just think what matters now is the work that has been done outside the pitch as well, with all the media, all the staff. So I think all together, and with the future, with the near future, we can actually go and play in the higher leagues. It's just a matter of time and maybe opportunity as well. But one thing I can guarantee you and all the supporters is we always will give 100%, and we play with joy. We love Bristol Rovers, and that's what will make us go higher and higher.
And you must have lots of girls who are playing for the team who are actually Bristol Rovers supporters as well. I mean, what does it mean to those girls to pull on the blue and white quarters?
Oh, you should see their faces. They smile through their eyes, through their nose. You look at them and it's like they are at home with their families. So it's like seeing a little kid playing with a brother or sister outside in the garden. You just look at them and you see happiness and you see pride, and you see that they want to take those colours as far as they can go.
And there's some serious passion in the team. I remember the game I went to. It was probably one of your closer games. You eventually won the game 4-3, but when the other team were getting back into it, there was some really loud shouting from some of your girls, some questionable choices of words, some words that we probably couldn't say on the podcast. What sort of characters have you got in the team? Any names that you want to name?
We have really funny players, and it makes it easier for us to go to trainings maybe after a day of work and you feel tired, maybe you don't feel like doing some sports, but you always go because you know that once you are there, all the problems, all the tiredness will go away. But we have really funny players, for example G, we have Tash, we have Nati, Libby, pretty much I love all of them. They are really nice and really funny, but they make me laugh. Every training, there's something to laugh about, which is good. So, yeah, I just appreciate having such nice people playing with me. It's really good.
And how does it compare to playing in Portugal, the culture and the style of play over in England?
It's a bit different, to be honest, because here in England, it's more physical. If you're not used to it, it's a bit difficult to adapt. But once you understand the difference between both football countries, you understand quickly how you need to play and what you need to do to adapt. But in Portugal, it's more about playing like Ronaldinho. You just grab the football and you just, you know, go around with it. Here you can do it as well, but it's a bit different because someone will tackle you immediately, or because you don't have as much as space as you have, or because in here you do more gym sessions and you have more physical work, so you will be able to win the football more times. But when I played in Portugal, the times were different as well. So nowadays, I'm pretty sure it's getting more physical as well, because times changed. But for me, in person, I would say that in the beginning, it was a bit strange. But then you just get used to it. You fall on the floor, you get up, and you keep playing.
Yeah. So, I mean, What was your career like in Portugal? I take it you played football when you were living there.
Yeah, so I started really late playing football. I was 17 years old.
Wow, yeah,
So
that is
I was,
late.
yeah, I was, I always played with friends, but never in competition, like in a league of competition. Once I was playing in a tournament, and the manager from a team saw me playing and he asked me if I wanted to join. And I said yes. So I started playing on a promotional league. And then after 2 years, I was asked to move up. I was asked to if I wanted to join a team in the, well, we can say it's like a Premier League. So I
Okay.
went up to like the Premier League division, and then I stayed in there for a few years, but then with university and everything, I had to stop playing. But it was really good to see that my effort was actually appreciated and my hard work. And then after a few years, I was able to move up and play in a better league.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask you what the culture is like in Portugal for women's football. I know here in England that the last 10, 20 years it's come on massively, and maybe when I was growing up, like 20 years ago, you wouldn't really see many girls playing football. It would kind of be maybe culturally unacceptable. It was more seen as a boys' game, a man's game. What was it like in Portugal?
Well, in Portugal was the same. When I was playing, we only had family watching the games. I had games where I would have like less than 10 people watching the game. But I think the culture it was the same, but now it's changing because before players they wouldn't pay players to play, and I know that nowadays they pay, which is good to see the difference. But I think I think in England they started paying players earlier than in Portugal. And that's the good thing about here, about the UK. It's how they were able to start paying players, female players, before some other countries. But now I see that it's different, and I see that the players are actually being paid, and it's like compared like a job, which is good. So I just hope in 10 years' time to see female football with more supporters watching the games. And I hope that the players are more recognized than now.
Yeah, hear, hear. So when you were growing up, did you have many idols that you could look up to?
Yeah, so my idol was Ronaldinho.
Okay, yeah.
I always loved seeing him playing. He plays like he's dancing. Which is really good. He plays with happiness, and is the type of player that I actually like. For example, like Messi, because I do like Messi. I think we have similar football types, and it's really good when you grow up and you are a kid to see them doing those tricks with the football. Try to do the same. So there, it's always good to have someone that you actually see as an idol, so you can actually improve and try to do something with your football career. So it's so what I can say is for the new little girls, just see your idol, try to do what they do, and try always to improve. Because in the future, you will see that will pay off.
Yes, I mean, they're two obviously massive stars of the male game, and you said you kind of modelled your game on Ronaldinho and Messi. So how would you describe yourself as a player? So it sounds like you're quite a tricky sort of flair player. A winger likes to beat a person to create a bit of skill and stuff. Is that probably a good way to describe it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's how I like to play. I like to do tricks, and if I don't do them, I don't feel myself. I'm like that, and that's how I play. I love to do nutmegs. I love to do nutmegs. I don't know, it just makes me happy. But yeah, I'm that kind of player. I'll go around. Sometimes there are those players that go the short path. I will always, maybe sometimes, not always, sometimes I will go through the longest path so I can pass one or two or three players and then go.
Does that annoy your manager sometimes when you've already beat the woman and he's saying get a ball in or take a shot and you're trying to do another trick and get past another person?
Yeah, well, I think they feel pleased when they see me doing that, but sometimes if I exaggerate, it's not very nice, especially if the team needs a goal or something. But I couldn't say the manager would be annoyed, because he actually asks all the players to be a bit more like that.
Okay.
Not over exaggerating, but just to try and use your skills, use your confidence and go for it and score a goal. So I think it's like a balance, isn't it? Sometimes I can over exaggerate, but in the end of the day, who doesn't, isn't it?
And it's great to watch as a supporter as well. So I've got some listener questions I want to ask you, Rosanna. We got quite a few in, which just goes to show the appetite Rovers fans have got for the women's game. So the first question is from Not606 on Twitter. So you've already answered one of these. So what type of player would you compare yourself to in the... You've answered it for the male game. Who would you compare yourself to in the female game?
A little bit like Marta, the Brazilian player. Because, well, not like her, because she's amazing. Maybe 50% like Marta. And maybe a little bit like Carla Couto, which is a Portuguese player. I would say Marta. If I had to choose, I just like to do those tricks and pass players and then just go for the goal.
So Ronaldinho, Messi, Marta, I think we're getting a good snapshot of what type of player you are. And anyone listening,
South American, yeah.
South American flair. So if anyone is listening and haven't seen the Gas Girls play, obviously you're going to have to wait a while now with the news we spoke about at the start of the episode. But I mean, it's got to be worth coming along just to see you nutmeg a few people and channel your inner Martha. So the next question we've got is from our very own Tom Metcalf of Gascast. So he wants to know, what are the girls doing with their downtime at the moment? As we were talking about before we came on air, I mean, you've all got jobs, or you're all studying. So what types of things are you doing at the moment, particularly with this coronavirus outbreak?
Well, at the moment, I'm cycling to work every day. So it's not perfect, but it helps. And my colleagues, they are all running, doing gym home sessions. So we are not sitting in the sofa all day watching TV. We are making sure, I'm saying this because our staff members are actually helping us with that as well, trying to make ourselves busy and informed for the next season. But yeah, mostly runs, gym workouts, Some of the girls, they do some football kicking around, but we are trying to keep in shape because we want to be 100% when we start the new season or the pre-season. So we are giving our best.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously you've had a great season and you must have put on quite a lot of work on the training ground. As we just mentioned, you've all got jobs or you're studying. How much time can you put into training? How many training sessions do you have per week, for example?
So on a normal, in normal times, without the coronavirus, we would have one training session, which is on Tuesday, and sometimes on Thursdays we would have like a gym session or a yoga session. But I think things are changing as well for the next season, so we will see what will happen. But usually it's that, because most of us, we have jobs, as you say, and we have school, so we can only go to trainings after a certain hour. So we just always keep in mind that, and we try to manage all those players. But usually we have a lot of girls that can actually go to the training sessions, which is good. But yeah, we always find an hour or two to do some exercise and, of course, to play some football.
Yes, I mean, it's obviously quite a commitment compared to our male footballers who are being paid to do this, and that's the only thing they're doing. So the fact you're playing at such a high level on top of all your other commitments, you told me before we came on you're a geotechnical engineer, which that sounds like that must take up a lot of brain power and effort. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, and so basically it's about soils and rocks mechanics. At the moment I'm working in the laboratory which does tests in rocks and soils, and sometimes it's like a gym session, believe me.
Yeah.
So you leave work, you are tired, and then you have to go to training, but you always find some extra energy to go, because in the end of the day, we don't play because of money. We play because we really, really love it. And I'm not criticizing people that play for money, not that. But we always go because we love it. And we just want to have our little space where we can go. We stop thinking about work. We don't think about problems. We just go there. We have fun. We play football and then we come back. Sometimes it's difficult. I'm not saying it's easy, because after 8 hours working, sometimes you just feel knackered. But in the end of the day, when you go to bed and you think about the nutmegs you've done, for example, yeah, it makes you smile and sleep better and have an extra strength for the next day. So it will always be difficult, but it's not impossible, and we will always do whatever we love, even if it takes our energy.
Yeah, so it sounds like you really get to express yourself on the football field. So maybe when you're in the lab slogging away with those rocks, you're dreaming of maybe playing at the Moral Stadium one day, maybe Wembley, who knows, in the kind of nutmeg player to score the winner for Portugal in the World Cup final potentially. So how important is football in your life?
Oh, it's very important, because it's something that makes me happy and something that makes me wake up, or when it's raining makes me go outside the house. Football always been around me since I was 3 years old, 4 years old. I remember people asking me, why don't you play with dolls or something else? And I just wanted a football. So it's something you like. And when it's like that, you cannot run away from it. You just have to do it and to enjoy it. That's what it's the most important thing, is to enjoy it first of all, and then all the good things will come around.
And do you feel like you could potentially inspire the next generation of female footballers? Because before now, if a young female Bristol Rovers fan born in the kind of mid-2000s until now would look up to someone pulling on the blue and white quarters, it was a man. But now they've got women playing for Bristol Rovers. Do you feel like you could inspire young girls, or in fact, I'm guessing you've already inspired girls just by this season alone?
Yeah, I think so. Because actually you have a lot of kids coming and they watch our games. We had some girls coming around as well for to visit us, to see us before the game. So I think slowly we are actually helping local girls, little girls, to start playing football if they really like it. And it's not only about those little girls, it's about their parents. Because, for example, for me, when I was little, my parents didn't like much that I was playing football. So, and I never had the opportunity to start football when I was little, like proper competition football. So I think we can inspire them. And I only see those little girls smiling like I smile when I'm playing football. And they will feel inspiration, I'm pretty sure, when they see us playing, because it's like me or when I was little and watched Ronaldinho or Marta. I look at the telly and I think, I want to be like them. I want to play like them. So it's the same with us. They will see us and they will think, I want to be there one day. And I will do whatever I can to be there. And to be honest, in the end of the day, that will make me really, really happy to see that I can actually make the difference for those girls. A difference that no one couldn't make for me when I was younger.
Yeah, I mean, that's really powerful. And potentially one of those young girls could have Russia on their back at some point, which leads me on quite nicely to next listener question. Another one from Not 606. So this is quite a controversial question, Rosanna, so think about this one very carefully. Question is, if Bristol City women's team came calling for your services, would you cross the divide? And before you answer, your manager Nathan Hallett-Young has already answered this one on Twitter, but what would your answer be to that? And bear in mind they're playing in the Women's Super League at the moment.
Well, that's a tricky question, isn't it? Because they are asking about two rivals in the same city. What I can say is, I don't know tomorrow's day. I don't know the future. And you never know if you will have Bristol City, if Bristol City will ask me to join them. But what I can say is, I will take that decision very seriously. I will think very well about it. I wouldn't say like, oh, yeah, I'm going. No, I will think about it very well. And then I will see if it will be actually good or not for me. I will see my personal life as well. I will. That's a lot to think about. Of course, it will be. It will be really good to see that a team from the top league will ask you to join. I'm a football player. I love football. And that's the only answer I can give it to you. What I can say is, I would love Bristol Rovers, even if I was playing for them or not, because they are the first team here in England. a proper competition team, and I really love the supporters. I love the club, and I would love them till the end of my life. That's what I can say.
That's a very diplomatic answer, Rosanna. Very nicely handled. A very difficult one. I mean, you must know how fierce the rivalry is between Bristol Rovers and Bristol City.
Yes, I know. I know how it is. I know the history. I know it's, well, it's like in Portugal. We have rivals as well. So everything, it's difficult to answer that, but I don't know if I already been in that situation before. You are playing in a league and then another league will ask you if you want to go up. It's not only about the club, it's about your personal aspirations, isn't it? It's not about colors. Of course you love the club, but it's about what do you want from the future. It's like you have a dream job and then you have an offer and then in the end you say no. I'm not saying I will say yes, but I'm saying that it's difficult because if it's something you love and if you have aspirations for the future, you will have to think very, very well about it.
Yeah. So Nathan, your manager, he actually answered the question on Twitter, his response, and any guesses on what he said?
I would say no.
Yeah, it was just a one word answer of no. Rosanna, thanks again for coming on. It's been an absolute pleasure, and it's been really inspiring hearing you talk so passionately about playing the game that we all love, and also for me, as a Gasset, hearing you talk so kindly about the supporters and about the club as well. And I hope people can remember the season for being so great, because it was. It's just such a shame that it got it ended in maybe a bad way with it being cancelled, but what a feat, 100% winning record. Rosanna, Russia, thank you for coming on to Gascast.
Well, thank you, Jack, for the invitation, and it was a pleasure to speak with you, and it was really nice cast. So thank you very much, and up the gas.
Pleasure. Up the gas, girls.
Exactly.
Rosanna, thank you very much. That was wonderful. I hope I didn't miss any good questions to ask you or anything, but that seemed like a really good conversation.
Yeah, it was really good. Thank you very much. I don't know if I spoke too much or not. Sorry.
Oh, no. No, you spoke really, really well. And like I said, you spoke with such passion that I think people listening are really going to enjoy that. And maybe, like we spoke about, young girls listening can find it really inspiring. So it's great. No, it was wonderful. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm pretty sure now you are in quarantine, so you will have some time to check everything and stuff like that.
Lots of time. So yeah. So we've actually recorded quite a few episodes today. So yeah, not sure when we're going to post it out, but I can share it with you, and it will go out on Twitter and Facebook. So yeah, please do share it when it comes out.
Yeah, I will, for sure. Thank you very much. Great. It was really nice. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Thank you.
So do I. And yeah, hopefully see you at a game soon. I'll be sure to be back next season, and hopefully another promotion campaign.
Yeah, hopefully next season, and hopefully we'll have the promotion and the cup trophy as well. And hopefully we will be able to break the record of 100% wins.
Yes.
In the end of the season, because this season we had to finish before, but hopefully see you next year for more fun and yes, more tricks on the pitch.
More tricks and nutmegs. I look forward to it, Rosanna. I'll see you soon then. Take it steady.
All right, see you. Take care. Bye-bye.